Okay, first of all, it's great to have you. First of all, congratulations on the upcoming release of Dirani, which I'm sure is like very personal to you. First of all, how do you feel? Like, what are your initial thoughts on?
I'm really excited just to get it out there and just like for people to see a different, for people to see like a more personal side to me as well. It's kind of important. So, yeah, for me, this is all about like the fans and just like the whole people that have like stuck with me like the last like 4 years just to get to this moment. So it feels really cool. Like,
perfect.
Yeah,
that's great. So I saw like obviously the rollout of the album has been like it's been quite interesting from a fan's perspective. So you released part one and then part two like almost a week apart. What was the like thinking behind that?
Yeah, just to give people songs before the tour, and just 20 tracks is so much, so just to like give people like the songs and the like bits, I thought it was like a good idea. So just ran with it. I don't know if it made sense, but I mean, fuck it, like it's something different anyway,
right? Of course. So you say the fans, where do you feel like your core fan base is? Like, is like what location would you say is where most of your fans are from?
I don't know, like I get mad love in London, so like when I'm out here it just feels mad special. And
right.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to play London, the Roundhouse next month. So
great. What was it like living in London? So I saw that you were on King Cruel's couch, which I'm sure like definitely had some nights.
I mean, I owe a lot to London, like especially coming here, like when I was like 18, 19, and just meeting musicians and hanging out with them and just like learning like the tools and just all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's definitely like I call London like my second home now. So it's a place that means a lot to me. You know what I mean?
Great. Was it a big change from obviously coming from Dublin, which is surely a lot smaller? I guess like did you feel that it was more of a community? Obviously being like black in Dublin is probably a particular experience.
That's just a different experience. When you live it, it's like you don't know these things that you get older and you just realize so many different things. But yeah, coming to London was sick, just like because it's so multicultural and I've got like black friends now. It's amazing.
Right.
So it was good to just get out of there and just see the world and just actually just like be able to like, you know, just get more knowledge and shit, because being in Dublin was just like such a box, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was too regular, so I needed to just like get out of there at some point.
Sure. Speaking of seeing the world, being signed to 300, surely you've rubbed shoulders with the biggest of the big, like even having Young Thug on your label, like... What's it like being at a major label?
It's cool. It's cool. Like I'm yet to even like meet anyone off the roster, but like it's just sick just for people to see that I'm on that kind of like pedestal. You know what I mean? It's the fact that I'm with an American label is one thing, but it's cool that I'm with like a label of that kind of, you know, magnitude. So it's cool, man.
Has it given you like access to different types of features? So obviously, getting Joey Badass, for example, on Purple Tuesday, which is amazing, honestly, like out of body experience, man.
We were mates like before. I supported Joey in London when
I think it was
2013. Supported him in London, so yeah, we've been cool ever since. And I guess that track was originally a no-name track, No Name Gypsy, and then she didn't use the track. So obviously the Joey verse was just sitting there, and then obviously the producer like was like, yeah, we already made songs before, so he was like, yeah, I got this track with Joey, blah blah blah. And it was a real like organic process.
All just kind of came together.
Came together real easily, yeah.
Perfect. Also, briefly, I wanted to just go like into some random stuff from your past. So, previous stage name Lex Luthor. Is that a reference to MF Doom by any chance?
No, totally. Yeah, like most of the stuff I did early on, it's just straight owed to him. Just because he really was the person that I just related to the most, and like really kind of like made me want to like just get into music as much as I am now.
Right.
And I think he's somebody that, like, I've met him, so it's like...
Oh, that's great. Wow.
It just gave me a lot of perspective. Sorry, what did you say? Sorry.
Oh, no, I said, did you meet him with the mask?
No mask.
Oh, right.
So, that alone, like, fucked me up, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It just made everything just, like, make a bit more sense. And especially with him, because you know how elusive he is. It's like, you have this whole idea of, like, this person that, like, you know what I mean? And I've seen him play before, like, as a fan and shit, so, like... Yeah, I'd say MF Doom was like my biggest influence.
Awesome.
Okay,
just to finish off quickly, I've got something which I'm going to call Reggie's Rapid Responses. So it's literally just some random questions that I've prepared for you. So the first one is, what is your favourite song off Mad Villainy?
I'd say Bistro.
Nice. Football star, because you played in the States, right?
You said football player?
Yeah, yeah. Who's your, like...
Ronaldinho, like...
Jeez.
You know what I mean? I just wish I could see him play again or something in his prime. Like, I took it for granted, like...
Wu-Tang Clan member?
ODB.
A conspiracy theory.
Like, name one, or what do you mean? Like,
yeah, what's your favourite conspiracy theory?
Oh, right. Conspiracy theory. Roswell? Is that conspiracy?
What's that, sorry?
Roswell, no?
No, I'm not sure. Could you explain quickly?
Roswell, like the alien stuff, is that...
Oh, right.
I think that's a conspiracy. I don't know, is that conspiracy? Yeah.
And literally three things to finish off. Reggie Snow is...
Is sexy.
Reggie Snow wants...
Grammys.
Reggie Snow loves...
Women.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for the interview.
All right, man.
I know you've got a super busy schedule. Thanks a lot for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Good luck. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.